Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Earlier this week, I caught up with Waterford Ladies football manager Tomás MacIntyre on his side's continued success in the National Football League ahead of their clash with me tomorrow at Dungarvan. Tomás, thanks a million for joining me. I want to start firstly with looking back on that Kerry game before we look ahead to this weekend against Meath. You know, it's the second time, actually, now that you faced Kerry in round two of the National League after last year. And back at Carriganore last year, they obviously beat you by 2-6 to 9 points. What do you think has changed, I suppose, between now and then that has saw you over the line this time around and away to Kerry as well?
I suppose a lot of maybe good habits maybe picked up over the course of last year, maybe that probably stood to them more this year. Last year was early days, you know, it was round two, I'd say. We'd not a lot done and stuff, but again, we were only kicking a ball away that day, so, you know, not to be disheartened leaving Carriganore that day either, you know. We had a good league, you know, good enough league campaign last year, and I think a lot of that is just, it's just a habit, it's getting into good habits and trying to do the right thing more often than not, and slowly but surely you pick up those things as you go along.
When you were looking at the league fixtures before the campaign started and you saw that obviously your first two games away were going to be Armagh and Kerry, was that kind of, in your own mind, were you like, geez, this is a great way to start? Or were you a bit like, God, could they not be a bit more spread out?
Two games away from home at the start is awfully hard, all right. I think, I'm not sure now, I think Galway were in the same position as us. I could be wrong now, but it doesn't look great on paper, all right, that you're getting two away games to start. But you can flip the story then and say we've two home games to finish at the end of the league, so you're going to have to look at it positively too, you know. Getting the two away games out of the way early was a bonus. We have to go to Cork, all right, now next week, but that's our only travelling then as well. So it kind of, it gives the girls a good base that they're, you know, more or less at home now, you know, for over the last few weeks and over the next month or so as well. So that was the only bonus, I suppose, having to travel away twice in the early.
I suppose the great thing about, I mean, you travel away, you get two big wins. You get that one against Kerry and Armagh. Then you bring that home form back to Dungarvan, you know, how do you find, I suppose, coming up against the All-Ireland champions, and granted obviously they're in a bit of a transitional period themselves, but still getting a big result against them, that must do absolute wonders, I suppose, to be able to say that you're three games on the trot now without a loss.
Look, it is, you know, we didn't have any goals or anything set like before we started off, you know, we had took every kind of, the games are kind of spread out, you know, we had three games there in the first, you know, I'm going to say nearly 2.5 weeks, because we had to play on a Monday and a Saturday, but and then you have a couple of weeks off, and then you're into block two then of two games, and then it's the final block, then there's another two games on top of it. So we didn't have any kind of a goal or anything set out, but we're happy out. Look, Jesus Christ, any day you win a game, you'll be delighted, and it's all just habit as well. Mm-hmm. It's just getting into good habits. Things didn't go right in those games as well, don't get me wrong, and all, there's plenty of things that we have to fix as well, but if you can kind of pick up wins along the way when you're trying a couple of things out, it does give a lot of confidence maybe down the tracks that you can rely on come the summertime, you know.
Yeah, I know that you're obviously saying that you didn't have much, I suppose, there wasn't a clear goal or objective with the league campaign, but you know, when you're looking at now that you're three games in, you have those three wins, you're comfortably at the top of the table, you look at where you were last year, just 2 points off getting into those top two spots, you know, would you be disappointed now if you didn't finish in those top two spots come the end of this campaign?
Hand on heart, it's actually hard to know. Like, if you look at the games this weekend, all the whole table could nearly change shape again. You know, Kerry could be back up there on top again after the weekend, or Cork could even overtake everybody after the weekend's fixture that they're playing each other. And it all can turn around very quick in this division, you know, as it can be seen in the first three games. The people, everybody's beaten everybody, really. And we've just kind of maybe snuck away from that kind of a trend that's been happening for up till now. So it's just, it can flick around very fast. Even last year was the same. Mm-hmm. Things changed very, very quickly. So would I be disappointed if we didn't make a league final? Genuinely, you haven't even thought about it. We haven't even got that far in the calendar. Dara RSNC looks at stuff like that for us. So he's keeping a close eye on it, all right, and what he's allowed and what he can do over the coming weeks.
Over the games you played so far, you've scored goals very early on against both Armagh and Kerry, but it kind of struck me when you were early on with Dublin, you know, they kind of had, it was 3-1 at one point, I think about 10 minutes in, and you know, your side seemed to manage to string together 5 points that were completely unanswered, and then despite 1 point for Dublin, Lauren McGregor then goes on and scores a great goal. You know, it's similar in a sense, I suppose, to the Armagh game, but you know, what do you think allows your side to show so much dominance during really important moments in a game?
A lot of them are around with a while, you know. They've been in big games, you know. There's a couple of young players coming in, obviously, but a lot of them know, and they've had that game, a big game experience over the last few years, so they know when they're under pressure, and they don't need me on the sideline to tell them that. So they do tend to put the boot down when they need to, and more often than not, they end up in a good position after it. But every game will be different, you know. The game of the weekend now is going to take on a different kind of a pattern as well, and we could find ourselves in the same position as Dublin, you know, last week. It could be a flip of that, even if we started well and me take over or vice versa, you know. You can't really plan for stuff like that. Like, you can have all the best plans in the world going out onto the field, but the minute it starts, it's forget about it. So you have to rely on the players then, and all their, again, it's just their experience and their, I suppose, their habits that they've picked up over the years, that they know there's times to pull up the socks and there's times as well to kind of steady things out. So stuff like that's very, it's very important, you know, and it's stuff that you learn as the league goes on as well in different scenarios. And every game we've played so far nearly has had different scenarios. So they're all bonuses, you know. Like last year in the league, we had, like the Kerry game you mentioned there, and we played Meath away from home. We took an awful lot out of those two games, and we still use examples out of those two games. So there's stuff like that that we just, you're picking things up all the time, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned obviously that game away to Meath and Park Tolton last year. That was in round 3 or 4, I believe. But I remember specifically there was only one point, I believe, in at the end where Meath came out on top. You know, do the players themselves, do they have an expectation that they now need to go on there and go one better against Meath? Like, when they're looking at the fixtures that come up at the beginning of the campaign, are they thinking these are the ones we need to target and these are the ones that we're particularly wanting something out of?
I suppose personally, if you asked any of the players personally, they'd probably tell you yes. But as a collective, as a team, it's not something that we'd say, and, you know, in any shape or form, you know, we treat every team the right way, and every team that you play is a different challenge in front of you. You know, we're playing a team that was in the All-Ireland final only a couple of months ago, like, so that's going to be we played the champions in the last game, and we're playing a team that finished runners up to them and had a fine campaign last year. So that's going to be another tough game. I don't think a lot of the players would be thinking like that just because they beat us last year. Mm-hmm. That maybe we'd go and maybe try and beat them this year. But I don't think any much of the players are, they would go down that route at all. Maybe personally, they'd have a small bit of that inside in them, but not as a collective. No, it's definitely not something we'd be bringing up anyway.
They're coming into this game, obviously. They've beaten Dublin as well, but they've also lost Kerry and Galway. Gathering from the conversation we're having, I don't think, do you believe that form plays any role in any of these matches that come up, or, like, could you be on the best form of your life and still lose on the day, do you think?
No, definitely. It's Division 1. You're playing the best teams in the country. Like Meath, as I said, they were in the All-Ireland final last year. They put together a fantastic championship. They came out of a very tough group as well last year. Don't forget they had Armagh Kildare in that group as well, which is a really, really tough group in the All-Ireland. And they came out of that and they took their form into the All-Ireland and ended up getting to the final. Mm-hmm. They didn't have their best day in the final, they'll tell you that themselves. But, you know, that's a very, very good team that's able to do what they did last year. So that's going to be a different test. I wouldn't look at results up to now, really. You know, different teams are trying different things. I'm sure Meath are trying different things as well. They've got scatter of new young players after coming onto their panel this year. So they're obviously trying to find what their best mix is going forward for the championship. So I wouldn't really read too much into results, really. It's probably from now on that you could maybe keep an eye on things, all right. Mm-hmm. Teams will be trying to settle themselves down for what's coming down the tracks, and that's maybe something that every team will be doing from now on.
Does this make this, I suppose, a very difficult game to prepare for then when analysing opposition? Because as you mentioned, they're kind of going to be experimenting with their own setup and trying to find that perfect 15, you know. Do you look at it as more of an opportunity that you'll just keep focusing on your own side and kind of see how that fixes out throughout the campaign, or have you done much analysing of the opposition coming up to this match?
Yeah, that's something we've probably changed since last year. Last year, we probably were fixated and probably looking at who we were playing a little bit too much. Something that we reflected on as a management coming at the end of the year. We got together again, and this year there's been a bit of a change in that. We focus mainly on ourselves in every section and every game. We've focused on what we can do and what we can do better. And obviously, look at me, they're going to have they're coming down with just 13 or 14 starters from their All-Ireland team from last year. Like, that's a serious team that's going to be coming against us. So look, again, we have bits and pieces that we have to do, all right, for that game, but a lot of the planning, and I'd say nearly 90% of it, is what Waterford are going to be doing, and that's just a small change we've made this year, and it's an important one too, I think. It's just something you should be more worried about yourself, really.
Do you think, I suppose, not to harp on about the game last year, but do you think the travel up to Park Tolton played a role in that result on the day, and equally, do you think that Meath now having to travel down to Dungarvan could, I suppose, favour you in this fixture?
It's hard to tell, you know. I could flip the script there and say we went to Armagh, it went okay. Like, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's hard to tell which way that those things work out. But I don't think Needle mind coming down the road at all. You know, they're all players that are well used to travelling and so on. So I don't know if they're coming down the night before or not. But they're does it count for much on the day? I wouldn't think so. No, all these players are kind of used to going away with teams, even underage and stuff. So it's there isn't much really that you could maybe pull out of that in terms of benefit, but that Meath team is an experienced team in the core of it, so they'll know what they're doing, don't worry.
And then finally then I'll ask, you know, how important has fan support been so far throughout this campaign, and you know, how vital are they, I suppose, in continuing the good form of this Waterford side?
That's great, you know, like even we went to Armagh there, and I know it's such a long trip and you wouldn't be expecting a massive crowd to be travelling to Armagh, but even to turn around that day and when we scored, you'd hear the voices and you'd even look around and you'd see friendly faces in the crowd. So the girls really love that. It's a big, big bonus for them to have that. Dungarvan has seemed to be a very good venue for us to get crowds in and so on over the last while. So hopefully Sunday again now, people will be able to make it into watch a good game, hopefully.
Absolutely. Tomás McIntyre, thank you so much and best luck the weekend.
Thanks a million.